You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's a mighty tall order, maintaining navigation channels throughout the Great Lakes all winter long. And that mission is fulfilled by a mighty ship, the Mackinac. She's the only heavy icebreaker the U.S. Coast Guard has on the Great Lakes. Here with us is the commanding officer of the USCG cutter Mackinac, Commander Vasilios Tasikas. Exactly what is your task aboard the Mackinac?
Well, I'll just say that, the Great Lakes really is a northern coastline, and I just emphasize that the economic viability of the Great Lakes depends on the many commodities that are moved and transported by ships. And so, as we know, the Great Lakes has a formidable winter season that not only brings the cold and the snow, but brings a lot of ice, and that could be a formidable element that brings maritime transportation to a dead stop. So, one of the fundamental reasons we break ice is to get and maintain shipping channels. So we're a specially designed ship with massive power to keep those shipping lanes open.
When we talk about specially designed with massive power, what kind of power is behind the Mackinac, and how do you actually break up the ice? What's the process?
Our length overall is 240 feet. We displace about 3,600 tons, and the power is about 9,000 horsepower. So I would just say the way the ship breaks ice is obviously we have massive power, and so when we hit the ice, that impact causes the ice to shatter and create some radial cracking, but it really is the weight of the ship that does most of the damage. As we move forward in the ice, the bow kind of slides up on the ice, and the ice is pushed down under the ship, causing kind of a bend in that ice plate, and when the ship continues on the ice, it crushes under the weight of the ship and causes the plate ice to break up into small pieces.
So she's just punching her way through.
She's punching and riding on top and breaking and crushing and smashing. Yes, all the things, all the above.
And I've got to wonder, for those of you who are on the Mackinac while this is going on, this is probably not what we might call a smooth ride.
You know, it's an experience like no other, I can assure you. I mean, as the ship passes through that pressurized ice, it causes violent vibrations. It really does shake the entire ship as the ice kind of grinds against the hull. And there is a deafening, reverberating sound throughout the ship, and it can take a toll on the crew, and it can be quite taxing at times, yes.
And it's not just for a few minutes at a time, then, because if you're plowing your way down there, this has got to be a pretty incessant pounding of noise and vibration.
Yes, it is, and we usually start breaking ice right at sunrise, and we continue on through sunset, and if I'm doing an active live escort or convoy, I'll continue well into the night, so... it's an all-day affair, everyday affair, for days at a time.
Have you ever encountered ice, Commander, that's been too thick for the Mackinac to break through?
There's nothing really too thick for the Mackinac. I mean, we're designed to break about 3 feet, up to 3 feet continuously without any problem. If there's anything higher than that or thicker than that, and I have encountered it, we just back up and ram through it a couple times, and we'll get through it eventually. So I've seen up to maybe 6-8 feet of ice ridges. And if we kind of hit it hard, we'll just back up, and it'll take a couple swipes at it, and we'll get through one way or the other.
Now, if I'm correct, this is your third winter commanding the Mackinac?
It's my third winter on the Mackinac as commanding officer. It's my eighth winter up on the Great Lakes. I've been in and out of the Great Lakes since 2003 as an operator, so I have the fortune of commanding Mackinac the last 3 years.
And how has the ice in this winter been for you and the crew compared to your previous winters?
Well, like last year, it's well below the seasonal average, nothing like the winters of 2 and even 3 years ago. I think the lake water temperatures going into the winter were above average, and the average air temperatures this winter, especially November and this last month of February, were above average. So, but that, you know, Cindy, that can be a little bit deceiving because ice, especially the thick ice in the Great Lakes, tends to accumulate in bays and ports and choke points like the St. Mary's River and the Straits of Mackinac. Basically all the places where ships want to go and they want to get to. So when it comes to the demand of ice breaking, there still needs a relatively low ice breaking year.
I've kind of wondered, have you ever had to do some rescues?
During the ice breaking season, the biggest concern is when a ship kind of gets into shifting plate ice in a small, tight channel. So a few years ago, we had a situation where a Laker ship was coming up the channel and got into late night ice that shifted, and she got stuck in that ice, but it was shifting towards shoal water. So we made kind of a late night grab to relieve her within yards, maybe of a couple hundred yards away from shoal water. So there are times where it gets pretty dangerous, and we're fortunate to be there and have the capability to make sure that ship didn't run aground.
What does the Mackinac do in the summer months?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we are an icebreaker, but we have multi-mission capabilities, which was a great design feature. So during the other times of the year, we work and service buoys, those floating aids in navigation on the Great Lakes. We also conduct maritime law enforcement and, of course, search and rescue.
What drew you to the U.S. Coast Guard over the other branches of military service?
I do like its peacetime mission. I always was kind of attracted to serving in the military. I do like the water, and I think I just like the fact that the Coast Guard has these kind of peacetime missions year-round, and so I've enjoyed it. I didn't seek out to be an icebreaking captain, but once I got a chance to do it, kind of hooked, and I've loved it ever since.
Are you from the Great Lakes?
Believe it or not, I grew up in Rochester, New York, and I went to school in Buffalo, University of Buffalo. So I joined the Coast Guard kind of hoping for a warm port assignment, but I've kind of it's by accident that I've had become a Great Lakes sailor, yes.
Well, he is the commander of the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Mackinaw, the only heavy icebreaker on the Great Lakes right now. And we want to thank you so much, Commander Vasilios Tsikas. Thanks for being with us on Stateside.
Well, thank you.